Let's start the starting work. Lifting lightning gemara is not an easy gemara. The Bible says Yotzer Rabini, become a Losh Maitzer. So Rashi says Losh Maitzer, well, that means the Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak. Bar Yitzchak was the one who said that Shuvalei Mishim Bar Kaparah's shear was 100, not 60. Only Abai asked him, "Cholish Shum Shabatayr B'Meya." That topic was the shear. Cholish Shum Shabatayr the shear is Meya, not Shisha. But then, the Ma Omru called Mechamed from the Tabel and the Meya Lahachmir Min B'Minay. The Hakelu Hachmir Min Mishena Minay. Tani Sefer. The Mishnah goes on and explains. Grisim, what's the case of min b'she'ene mine that sometimes we're mekel and sometimes we're machmir? Grisim, she nisvash l'ima adoshim, v'yesh me b'nois in tam, v'en she'esh me l'halis me'a v'echod, and ein b'hem l'halis me'a v'echod also. If it's nois in tam, it's also. I don't care what the proportion is. Nois in tam is also. Ein b'hem b'nois in tam. But if it's not enough here to be nois in tam, it's not nois in tam. Pash, poshep, chat means we gave it to a kfeil, and he tells us that we gave it to a kain. And he tells us that it's not nois in tam. So then it's mutter. It doesn't matter if it's yeshu lahalis mei ve'echod, eimbeim lahalis mei ve'echod, mutter across the board. So it says in the Mishnah that by min b'she'ene min, at least, I don't need mei. All I care about is if it's nice and time. If it's nice and time, of course, it's also. But if I know that it's not nice and time, it's mutter, and there's no din of mei. So why is it different than Kolisum Shibatar? If Kolisum Shibatar certainly includes Min B'Shein Amina. And if Kolisum Shibatar need Meya, then how can the Mishnah here say that by Chumul Chor is also Kolisum Shibatar? How can the Mishnah say that you don't need Meya? In other words, Meya, you don't need Meyas Dimua. Okay, that's the need of the Mishnah. You don't need Meyas Dimua. We'll talk about more in a few minutes, but fine. So the Mishnah is saying that you don't need meya because there's no din dimu over here. By min b'shein eminoi, there's no requirement of meya as dimua. That's only by min b'minoi or be'en. We'll see exactly why. But for some reason here in this sefer, there's no din of dimua. So you don't need meya as dimua. But according to Rav Shmuel Bar, but Rav Yitzchok, you should need meya as roya b'shela. Where did that din disappear to? Where did the general din that kol yisrael shabbatar need meya disappear to in this Mishnah? So he says, that's his kasha. Ela b'mai l'apashishim. It must mean that in kol yisum shevetari taka don't need meya. Well, the zrei b'sheila dekadin is shishim. So the kol yisum shevetikadin is merely is b'shishim. But was Abai saying, what's the Mishnah? Abai understood pshat in the Mishnah that by min b'shein eminoi, in the case of Greece, Mishnah is bashlu ma'adoshim, there's no din of dimuas, so you don't need meya. So it reverts to the kol yisum shevetari dekashir. What's the kol yisum shevetari dekashir? Shishim. So it's a riot of the Shir of Alma Shishim. But if the Kol Yisum Shabbatayr, if the Kol Yisum Shabbatayr the Kashir is also Meya, so then how can it? So even if there's no din of Dimua, but you still have the din of Kol Yisum Shabbatayr, it should still be Meya. That's a bias kash. Them is for the kash itself. You don't really need the Tosefos of Meya L'Apashishim. The kash is that it says in the Mishnah you don't need Meya. And Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak says that you need mail. So that's the kasha itself. It says in the Mishnah, not like Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak. Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak says, Kol Yisum Shabbatayr need mail. And here it says in the Mishnah that by Mim Shein Aminoi, you don't need mail. So the kasha could have ended there. He didn't need to have to add the Tosefos of Ma'ala B'Shishim. The Tosefos of Ma'ala B'Shishim is to explain why it's not shver if you don't hold like Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak. Like, why isn't the kasha going to everybody? According to everybody, you need to have some shear, whether it's shishim, whether it's meya, whether or not mizrei b'sheilu, there is a shear of bittul that you need. So why isn't this mishnah kashin everybody? So that Abai explains. No, according to everybody else, that the shear of mizrei b'sheilu is shishim. Rav Chiya bar Abba, Abai apparently holds the way that the shear of mizrei b'sheilu, the kol yisum shabbatayr, the kashir is shishim. So the mishnah is good. The mishnah says you don't need meya because it's not called dimua, but you need shishim, ma'alav shishim. So that's why it's only a kasha in Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak. But according to Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, that even mitoyer zorei b'sheli need to have meya. So how can the Mishnah say you don't need meya? You need meya. If Forget the Imur, you need Me'az Rabbi B'Shem. That's the Gemara, that's a bias kash. That's your Rashi inside. This is Rashi. Rashi is like the Rashi. That mechametz, metabel, and medamei are three cases. The Mishnah that began, that there's a din of mechametz, not like the Rambam. The Rambam's gears was that mechametz and metabel is medamei. But Rashi's gears is like the Rashi. That is three cases. That mechametz and metabel and medamei. Meaning, it's not a special din of mechametz and metabel. It's just three different ways that you could have a tarivus of truma. How do you have a tarivus of truma? Well, one way is that the truma was machmetz the chulin. One way is that the chulin was metabel the chulin. One way is, no, there's some different ingredients in a dish that you're cooking together. So it's just different ways of setting up a tarivus. But it's not a special category of mechametz and metabel. So in all of these cases, if it's nice and time, it's also. If it's not nice, in all of these cases, well, it depends if it's min b'minoi, min b'shenim. And if it's min b'minoi, so you have to have two things. It has to be not nice and tam or mechametz. You know, mechametz is another way of being nice and tam. It has to not be mechametz. And you also have to have me'a v'echot. And in the sefer, by min b'shenim minoi, I don't care about me'a v'echot, but you still need that it shouldn't be nice and tam. That's how Rashi and the Rashi, how they learn the Mishnah. So the min b'minoi, The Mishnah is saying like this. There's a halacha certainly of mechametz and metabel and medamea that if something is nice and tam, it's machmitz or it's nice and tam, if the truma is nice and tam or machmitz. Mechametz, rather, if it's in the time, or mechametz, or metabel, which is also kind of in the same time. So that certainly, there's a din that creates this. But by min b'minoi, that's a tesefris chumra on top of the din of me'ah. Meaning, first of all, it's the din of me'ah v'echot, that you have to have me'ah v'echot in order for it to be mutter. And then on top of that, we add another layer of chumra, that even if you have me'ah v'echot, there's another din that it also has to not be nice and time. So the metabel mechametz medamei the kalocha, the nois and tam the kalocha, is coming to be meisif a chumra on the shira on the din of me'ah v'echot. You have to first get me'ah v'echot, and then even then it can't rest easy because you also have to have that it's not mechametz metabel and medamei. That it's also not nois and tam. Mashen came in b'she'enoi minoi where I don't care about me'ah v'echot. So there the din of mechametz metabel and medamei is not a chumra on top of some other halacha. It's the only criterion, and if it's the only criterion, then sometimes the criterion gives me a chumra. If you don't have it, then it's a chumra to have, then the criterion is a chumra. But if you have it, then it's a kul. So that's what the Mishnah is saying. By min b'minoi, the din of nois and tam is a chumra on top of the din of me'ah v'echot. By min b'she'enoi minoi, there's no din of me'ah v'echot. So the din of nois and tam is the whole din. So that's pa'am l'hakol, pa'am l'achmir. If it's nois and tam, it's mutter. If it's not nois and tam, it's also. Whereas by min b'minoi, if it's nois and tam, it's also. If it's not nois and tam, it might still be also. So the whole effect of the din of nois and tam is to add a tesef and add another class of things that are also. First of all, it's also if you don't have me'ah v'echot. And even if you have me'ah v'echot, but it still might be also because there's this other siba yiseris of nesinas tam. The Mishnah goes on. Grisim shall pull the truma. She nishbashed them. Adoshim shall pull them. V'ta'amnum v'yesh ben tam truma v'chulin. That's just clearly we're talking about. We have a guy. The guy is taimed, and if it is nice and tam, so after pishesh v'chulin may have echad truma. Do you know that? So even though you have may have echad, and the din normally is that it should be bottled the may have echad. The nafkalim b'sifrei mikroidim mikol chelvis midoshim menu shem nafal d'toy chayreim mekatzei tumas meisim ishtoy kro sheyechem imeya v'gomer shem chazul d'toy chatishim v'teishem mikad shosan. That's the mokah for the shiur meya. The Torah says, or the sort of drashi in the Torah, that if the tumas meisim fell back into the remaining 99, so the tumas meisim, you have 100 pairs. You take off 10 as truma, and from that 10. And you take off 10 as Meiser, and from that 10 you take another 1 as Truma. So that, you have 1 to 99. If it falls back in, it asks, because it's only 1 to 99. But the implication is, but if it was 1 to 100, it would be Mutter. That's the makkah for the din of the shear of the mu. They need, you need 1 to 99 is also 1 to 100 is mutter. But here, by Yemen B'Shen Amino, he came and she said, since it's nice and time, even though you have the shear of 1 to 100, it's still also the time lay bottle, because time is not bottle. So, the first thing it says in this Mishnah is that if it's nice and time, I don't care that you have one to, that you have a shear of 100 to 1. Nice and time is always us. By the way, Rashi at the beginning of the Sugya of Zerai B'Shela, remember it's out of Chesem Adalah, where Rashi said that that even though the Rav Shulman Levi said Kolusim Shavatara B'Shishim or B'Meya, but Rashi, that's only if you're Vedic and it's not nice and tam. But if it's nice and tam, time alay botul, so Rashi sends you to this Gemara. Okay, right? Remember Rashi is out of Chesem Adalah. Shishim, the first wide line, the end of the wide line. Hechad of a dakni v'loyev time, the shear of shishim, or may according to other opinion, that we learn out from Zerayev B'Shele, it's only if it's not nice and tam. We're baidik and it's not nice and tam. We now may lekele make him a time, or it's going to be mamina, where we can't ascertain the tam. Aval hechad of a dakni v'loyev time, but where we know that it's nice and tam, shishim doesn't help. Or may it doesn't help. Time aloy bottle, like we have many places. Ulakama, like the Gemara in Sadek Tetz. Nami Aminu. Yesh men benois in tam. Ben sheyesh men lahalas v'meyah v'echad, ben shein men lahalas v'meyah v'echad is also. So this is one of the Mekarim. That even though you have shishim, or you have meyah, if it's nois in tam, it doesn't help. Because time alay bot. That Rashi in the Hemshech, Chalir in Sadek Chesem Dalat, goes on and says, that's only in the Rabbanim. In the Raisa, I wouldn't care about the tam. But Israel B'Shele, for we know, maybe it is nois in tam. See, in the Raisa, we don't care. Let me Rabbanan, Rabbanan said time alay bottle. That ties into Rashi sheet in general. The time kicker is the Rabbanan, as we know, is a machlekes Rishonim of time kickers are in deraisa, like Tosis holds, the time, whereas time kicker is in the Rabbanan, like Rashi, and the Ramban, and then there's the middle sheet of the Rambam. The time kicker is deraisa, but only if you have it, because eyes with Techilas Pras. Whether it's deraisa, whether it's the Rabbanan, but time is not bottle. So that's what it says here in the Mishnah. You can have the Shir Bittel, you have Meyav Echot. But if it's nice and time, time alay bottle. On the other hand, Ebeim nice and time, if it's not nice and time, then it's mutter, even though you don't have 100. Sok Rashi. Afabi she'enkan heter kedei levatel mutter. Even though I don't have the shear bittel, if it's not nice and time, it's mutter. Aye, Rashi's bothered, but where did the mu'ah go? What does it help if it's not nice and time? But there's the din dimu in the Torah. The Torah says that even if it's not nice and time, you have to have a bittel of mea, you have to have a bittel of echad b'mea. So Rashi, it's a big chiddush. The chibayin on echad b'mea, echad b'mea, when do you need the shear of echad b'mea? Maybe it should be echad u'mea. U'mea. It's lost in the Mishnah, echad u'mea. When do you need echad u'mea? When this is be'en, the din of dimuah, that you need 100, you need echad u'mea, that's when this is be'en. Kigayin chitim b'chitim, ay kol dover shaloi nisvashel. Aval hecha de lesi be'enei, when this is not be'en, loy be'in an echad u'mea, then you don't need echad u'mea, then you don't need echad u'mea. So here the grisim shin nisvashel in adoshim, this is not be'en. Since this is not be'en, you don't need, there's no din of dimuah, you don't need 100. You need it, shouldn't it be nice in time? So it's not nice in time, and it's mutter. Avamino minoi, Rashi goes on and says that's the ratio of the Mishnah. La oilam lahachmir. Kamino lakamon, like the Gemara quotes later. Dulei mishtori ad ikatati litivusu. Avamino minoi, if not enough, that's not nice in time. I need A, that it's not nice in time, meaning that it's not mechametz. Because by minoi, that's the nesinus time that we will be talking about. It's not mechametz. But I also need that you have echad u'mea. So like this. What it says in the Mishnah says that by min b'mino you need me'av echad, by min b'she'en amino you don't need me'av echad. I mean, that's the core of the Mishnah. We feel around there's another core in the Mishnah as well, that by min umino there's din mechametz u'metabel, and by min b'she'en amino there's no din mechametz u'metabel. That's in the Rambam's concept of the Mishnah, and the Rashi and Rashi, they don't have it. But it certainly says in the Mishnah, the Kuli Alma says in the Mishnah, that there's a difference in Min B'mino and Min B'sheinu Mino, that by Min B'mino you need Echad U'Mea, Mea V'Echad, the Mishnah calls, and by Min B'sheinu Mino you don't need Mea V'Echad. That's what it says in the Mishnah. So let's say, if I didn't have this Rashi, the Poshup Shach in the Mishnah, why by Min B'mino do you need Mea V'Echad, and by Min B'sheinu Mino you don't need Mea V'Echad? You might need Shishim, I find you still need Shishim, you still need the Zerai B'Sheinu Dikadin of Shishim. But you don't need the din of Meir Echad. The dimur dik din of Meir Echad you don't need. Why? What's the chiluk min b'mino and min b'sheinu mino? So what's the pasuk to say? How does Tosfos learn the pasuk? I don't feel I don't saw it yet. How does Tosfos learn? Why in the ratio do you need to have Meir Echad and the Sefer you don't need to have Meir Echad? Can anybody saw Tosfos? What did Tosfos say?
Drasha is only min
b'mino. The drasha of dimur is only said by min b'mino. The pasuk's talking about Trumas Meiser. Trumas Meiser is always Min B'mino, right? He took of Trumas Meiser apples from apples. So the pasuk of Dimu is Min B'mino. So Tosfos says, and many show him all this way, that the din of Min, the din of Dimua, the shear of Meyer, of Meyer, Meyer Echad, which is the din of Dimua, was only said by Min B'mino. By Min B'she'eino B'mino, there's no din of Dimua. That's the simplest understanding of the Mishnah. So maybe that's not the Mishnah. In the ratio, it's min b'minoi. So who cares if it's yes mechametz, not mechametz? Besides not being mechametz, you have to make sure it's not mechametz, of course. But besides not being mechametz, if there's a din of dimur, you need to have meyav echad. And the same is min b'sheinu minoi. Min b'sheinu minoi. There's no din of dimur, so you don't need meyav echad. Abai is just asking, but you still have the zorei b'sheilu dekadim. You still have the kol yisum shebetorah dekadim, which apparently is only shishim. And that's his right that the kol torah kol dekadim is only shishim. That's the sugya, and then we'll continue in the sugya. But akapanim, that's the simplest way to understand the Mishnah, that it says in the Mishnah that the din of Dimur, the drosh of Dimur, the halach of Meir Echad of Dimur, is by Min U'Minay and not by Min M'Sheinu Minay. Rashi is Masarav in that. That's this Rashi that we're reading. Rashi does not want to say that. Rashi assumes that it's a din of Dimur by Min B'Sheinu Minay too. So Rashi has a problem. If there's a din of Dimur, and by the way, I think Rashi is a Shitosa. I think Rashi has to hold that it's a din of Dimur even by Min B'Sheinu Minay. Why? Let me stretch your memory back. Pesachim. Rashi learns the sugya of mikveh, that the Gemara, that why is the shum and the shem and not bottom the mikveh? The Gemara doesn't know over there by Tamke. If you remember, there, the Gemara is busy, why are you like it? I mean, why is Zar like it? Because I is by shum and the shem and in the mikveh. So Abdimi says, because hetem staf iser, and Abai says, Abai says Kesetim Staf Isser, and Abdimi says because Kazayas Bechdechilas passes the Raisa. And there's a core problem over there. And never mind Kazayas, fine. How do you get a Kazayas that's Hetim Staf Isser or Kazayas Bechdechilas Pass? But how do you have an Isser there at all? Why isn't the Isser bottle? So the Rashi Tul Yoim said, why is the Isser not bottle? Anybody remember? Why is the Isser not bottle? Hetim Staf Isser gives me his mashlum the Kazayas, where Kazayas Bechdechilas Pass is Mitzarif the Kazayas. But why is it also at all? It should be bottle the right. So the Rashi says the Rashi Tul Yoim, time kick it. But Rashi, that's not available to Rashi. Rashi can't say over the time kicker. Why? Because Rashi holds Nepach. If you're going to say time kicker, then you're going to have a Shir Kazayis already. If you have a Shir Kazayis, you don't need to have to start for the Shir Kazayis to take Achilles Pass. So Rashi has to learn that the Gemara is going without time kicker. Now, how is the Sukkah go over there? Why is the Sukkah over there going without time kicker? But let's say right now, because time kicker, they're above. So the Gemara is going without time kicker. So if you're going without time kicker, so then it should be bottled. So what is Hetem Sarf Lisser help? Hetem Sarf Lisser is when you have an Isser and you add more Hetem. Because I speak like Achilles fast, when you have Isser and you add it up over time. But over here, you don't have an Isser at all because Tam Kikis is the Rabbon and so. So why is the Shem Hashem and not bottled? So the answer is Rashi says, because Dimur Deraisa. But that's Min B'Sheinu Minoy. So Lefi Rashi's Rabbon and the Gemara, it's Muchuch that the din of Dimur is even by Min B'Sheinu Minoy. So Rashi over here, therefore, has a problem. What's the time of the Mishnah altogether? How can the Mishnah say in the Sefer there's no din of Dimur? You don't need Meir Echad. Why not? What happened to the Pasuk of Dimur? I, it's Min B'Sheinu Minoy. Rashi doesn't think that matters. Even by Min B'Sheinu Minoy, there's a din of Dimur. So what's the parents? So therefore, Rashi has to say a big chiddush. That the din of Dimur was only said when the Isser is banned. Here, by Grishin, from this Vashlu Madoshim, the Isser is not banned. If the Isser is not banned, there's no din of Dimur, and then it reverts to Shir Shish. So here there's a problem. So then how do you read the Mishnah? So what's the difference between the ratio and the Sefer? The ratio says there is a din dimur. In the ratio you need male. In the Sefer you don't need male. So the Mishnah says, because the Reish is min b'minoi and the Seif is min b'sheni minoi. But according to Rashi, that shouldn't matter. There's a din of dimua by min b'sheni minoi too. Elamai, because in the Seif it's not b'en. So why in the Reish do you need min b'minoi? So then what's the difference in the Reish? Why in the Reish do you yes need mei of echad, and the Seif you don't need mei of echad? Taisus is over in this. Let's see Taisus. Amen. Menaisim ve'ech. Amen. Menaisim tam. Af bish amen. Kedei lahalis mutar pirsh bekuntus. Vechi bim mei ve'echad. Hayim hecha disse ve'en. Aval hecha de lesse ve'en ilay ve'in mei ve'echad. Alma tzarech loy melifay ushoi. Ve'ocha mayri kigoyin shehisir ha'gwisim mitecha ha'adoshim. Ve'em yev shol asirum. She'enem makirum. Taisa says that according to Rashi, that the din of the Mishnah, min b'sheni minoi, pulum l'teich adoshim, is talking about where the Isser not be'en. So Taisa says that, what does that mean? How is the Isser exactly not be'en? The pulum fell into the adoshim. How is the Isser not be'en? What do you mean? The pulum are there. So Taisa says it must be that you took the pulum out. You cooked the pulum l'teich adoshim, and then you went, you picked them all out, you threw them out. So he gave him to a kohen. So all you have left is the time of the pulum. But the pulum themselves are not ben. That's why there's no din of dimur. Is that the mashmaos of Rashi? It's just that. Taisa is defining. Rashi says the din of dimur is only when the issur is ben. Taisa's ben means not ben means that you took them out. But if you left them in the tafshil, that would be called ben, and there would be a din of dimur. The Mishnah told that we took them out. Is that the lashon of Rashi that we have? How do you know that? What?
Rashi says shalun is bashal.
Shalun is bashal. Rashi says be'en is even cooked. There's no word for Rashi. If you cook it, it's not be'en. It's much worse than Rashi is. Rashi doesn't say you have to take it out. That be'en means you didn't take it out. If you left it in, it's be'en. If you took it out, it's not be'en. Rashi says if you cook it, it's not be'en. If you don't cook it, it's be'en. Interesting, Taisus didn't copy those words. When Taisus paraphrases Rashi, he leaves out those words of Loi Nisbashu. Echad Issa Be'ene. Have Echad the Lesser Be'ene Levina Me'ev Echad. He doesn't quote the part of Rashi about Nisbashu. It's mashma. There's a machlekes here within Rashi, a sub machlekes. Besides the issue about Rashi's whole sheet about dimua, if there's dimua by nim b'shein minoi, but there seems to be a sub machlekes here, whether what's called ben. Rashi defines ben as loy nisbashel. Nisbashel is already not ben. Taisus defines ben that it's the pulum are still there in the kedem. Even if you cook them, but they're still there. Einoy ben means you took the pulum out, and all you have is plate this time. Does this ring any bells? Have we seen this? Does anybody have a deja vu? Here? Select. I don't remember, but we came up over there. I don't know. That's not what I have in mind. Dimayach. By Tami Leima Moshe. The Gemara, we have a few Gemara's about Taimi Vilema Moshe. We have a Gemara in Samach Zayin and the Zohar. If Yerichan said Taimi Vilema Moshe, the Reis, the Taimi Vilema Moshe is only their bodies. You have the Gemara in Kuf Ches, the Bayan Roma, Taimi Vilema Moshe, is it Minatera, is it not Minatera? What's the definition of Vilema of my Moshe? So Rashi in Samach Zayin, in the Zohar, Samach Zayin and Vez, says Taimi Vilema Moshe means that it was Nimayach. Vein Chelev Shin Nimayach. If it's Nimayach and it melts into the Tafshil, that's called that it's not my Moshe. A mushi is when it's mamish yisir. Taisus over there is chaylev. Taisus in Samach Zayin on the Aleph is chaylev. Taisus is chaylev because Taisus says by bosu v'cholav it's also called time of leima mushi. Right? The Mokul Ches is time of leima mushi. So Taisus over there in Avodah Zarah Samach Zayin on the Aleph says the Gemara calls Basa b'chalav. Abai and Rabban, it's a class. The place over there calls it. The Gemara calls Basa b'chalav Taimei v'loi ma'masha. So what exactly in Basa b'chalav is Taimei v'loi ma'masha? So Rashi, by us, it's our test on the days, I think, said, Rashi learns time that they're both time of Leimah Moshe. The Basar and the Cholim and the Cholim and the Basar are both time of Leimah Moshe. What was the Rashi? Well, it's clear from the Rashi about Nimayat, but I think Rashi, even by Basar and Cholim, says it befeirish. Rashi said it. But Rashi's beferish that Basar b'chalav is time of Leimah Moshe on both ends. The Cholav and the Basar time of Leimah Moshe, the Basar and the Cholav is time of Leimah Moshe. Tosis in Samach Zayin and Midalat, this is what I'm trying to get to, says that when the Gemara calls Basar b'chalav time of Leimah Moshe, the Gemara means the time Basar and the Cholav is time of Leimah Moshe. But the time of Cholav and the Basar is time of Leimah Moshe, because there's Mamoshes of Cholav that's inside the Basar. We spoke out in the past that the Rashi Lushitosa. Rashi learns that Nimayach, if it's Nimayach, it's not called Mamasha. So even the Cholav and the Basar, it's Nimayach. You don't see the Cholav, it's in there somewhere, but you don't see it. That's called Taimei V'loi Mamasha. And Taisus holds, no, if it's there, if it's Mamashas of Cholav inside the Basar, that's still called Mamasha. Loi Mamasha means that you took it that the Basar and the Cholav, where there is no pieces of Basar in the Cholav, all you have is Tam. This embodied Tam, that's called Taimei V'loi Mamasha. So I think they're lishitosim over here. Rashi's positive shita that in order to have dimur, you need to have that it's be'en. But Rashi's definition of be'en is that it wasn't nimayach. The minute it's nimayach, it's not be'en. So Rashi says that if it wasn't that by pulling she nisbashlu madoshim, if it was nisbashlu, then it's nimayach. We'll posit that it was that nisbashlu in the Mishnah means nimayach. So nimayach is not be'en. So there's no din of dimur. Taisus assumes that be'en means, even if it's nimayach, it's still be'en, because that's mamosha. And therefore, Tosfos read in Rashi, that if Rashi says that dimur is only if the issur is be'en, but if the issur is not be'en, there's no din of dimur, so that means, and the Mishnah that's not, and the Mishnah is not be'en, Rashi learning the say from the Mishnah that it's not be'en, that must mean, not merely that the pulum melted, but Tosfos says that the pulum melted, there's still be'en. It must mean that you took the pulum out. So it's very geshmak, Rashi and Tosfos, lishitos.
Because Rashi holds that if
Nisbashel
it's not
Be'en,
so
you don't
see the
Mu'ah,
so how can you see the
Mu'ah
in
the Mikveh? Because there wasn't, there is not Nimayach. There is Tatanat Nimayach. The Shum and the Shemen are, you see them. The Shemen and the Mikveh, yeah, but it's cooked, but it's not Nimayach. The Pulim, these beans or whatever they are, it's different. We'll have to say that that's the case. That it was Nimayach. The Pulim were Nimayach until the Adoshim. Rashi said an example of an Avodah Chaylev that was Nimayach. He had some schmaltz, some fat, also a different fat, and it was Nimayach into the Tasha. But Shemen, if you have Shemen in a parage, or you have Shum in a parage, you see the pieces or you see the Shemen. So that's a case where it is bad. Or you have the other cases in Psachim where social chitim shenoflu tech social chulin, or tablin shenoflu tech day, or all of these are cases where it's bad. Yeah, that's what I have to say. Those are cases of bad. This is cases not bad.
When Tosfos answers for Rashi that the reason why the Bereishis still has to be min b'mino is because that if it was min machine amino, when you take out the truma or whatever it is, then it would still be, then you'd only need shishim. So if you're going according to Tosfos' definition of be'en, so it's not always possible, even when it's be'en, to take it out.
Well, hold on a second. It's a good point, but hold on a second. So let's just continue in Tosfos. First, then we'll come back to what you're saying. The Tosfos now adds, of course, according to Rashi, we're still faced with the problem which Tosfos is going to raise. If there's a din of dimur even by min b'sheinim, but the Mishnah is talking about where it was not be'en, which according to Rashi means it melted, and according to Tosfos it means you took it out, but the Mishnah is talking that it wasn't be'en, so what's in the ratio? The ratio says that min b'mino there is din of dimur. But if the whole din of dimur is only if it's be'en, so then, but the Mishnah is not talking about when it's be'en. Certainly, according to Tosfos, the Mishnah not talking that you took the sur. I mean, Pastus, the Mishnah not talking that you took the sur out. So what's going on in the ratio? So Tosfos says, Bekoshli perushay. So my nakad reisha social chitim shenovel tachisa shulchutim davi min b'mimei afilu shloim mimi nami beinin meya ve'echad heichad isli sumi udli suri ve'enei. Yeah, Tosfos basically bothered. What's the difference between minim and minim sheni minim? It's the same thing. There's a din if the issur is be'en, then there's a din dimu even in the sefer. And if this is not be'en, so Rashi so Tosfos answers the ishlema dinok and mid be'minim. That feel the heisei acher chinasor minim meiv echod levatol. I will shloim minim le'minim. So Tosfos says according to Rashi, you have to say that the reish is talking about where it's not be'en. The reish and the sefer are both talking about where it's not be'en, which according to Tosfos means you took it out. So the seif is talking about you took out the pulin. And the ratio we're going to have to say is talking about you took out the se'er. So in both cases it's not ben, but in the ratio, since it's min b'minoi, there's a din of dimua anyway. And in the seifa, if it's not ben, then there's no din of dimua. That means Tosfos is now getting a step, another element to Rashi. He's forcing another element in Rashi that not only, that A, the din of dimua is only when it's ben, not if it's not ben. And that's what's going on in the Sefer. But by min b'minu, it's different. By min b'minu, there's dimur, whether or not it's bad. That's a very complicated thing. I mean, why should it be that with the Manashuk? If the din of dimur, if the Torah said the din of dimur only when it's bad, so what's the difference if it's min b'minu and min b'sheinu minu? Like, why should we have such a complicated halacha? That when it's min b'minu, then there's din of dimur, whether it's bad or not. But when it's min b'sheinu minu, then there's only a din of dimur if it's bad, not if it's not bad. The Manashuk. I understand the shita that there's no din dimua by min b'sheinu minu at all, which is what Tosfos ultimately is going to say. Because the pasuk of dimua is talking about the min b'minu. I could understand that shita that the din of dimua is only if it's ben. We'll say again, because the pasuk of dimua is talking about where it's ben. But how do you get this new complicated idea? That the din of dimua is complicated. If it's min b'minu, then there's dimua across the board. But if it's min b'sheinu minu, then there is a din of dimua, but only if it's ben, not if it's not ben. Now, Lefi Rashi himself, that the definition of en or ain of en doesn't depend on whether you took it out, but rather on whether it was nimayach or not. So maybe there's a mokum to say, and some of you want to say this, that in the Reisha, since the Reisha's case is sa'ur, and sa'ar, of course, you knead up in the dough. But the sa'ar is always, yes, you knead it up in the dough. So it's by Tosfos' definition, it's ben. But by Rashi's definition, it's any ben, because the sa'ar is not discernible in the dough. So that's like nimayach. So the case. No, wait a second. That's not going to work. We need the sa'ar to be ben. Yeah, no, just the opposite. The case of Sa'ur is not called Nimayach. Because even though you knead it up together, but it's not melted. So the case of the Mishnah, the case of the Reishu, which is Sa'ur Shul Truma, Shenofel Utaik Yisra Shulchulin, is a case of Be'en, because it's not melted. It's mixed. That's called Mamashi. Remember we had that if you mixed up Pigol Noiser and Tomei, that's called Taimei, even by Rashi's version, that's called Taimei Umamashi. It's not Nimayach. You have a bunch of meat. You have a bit of meatball, and some of the meatball is pickled, some of it's nicer, and some of it's tummy. Nothing over here was nimayach. You see the meatball, you may not be able to identify which is the pickle, which is the nicer, but it's all, nothing over here was nimayach. So that's called that it was ve'eb. So the case of the reisha happens to be a case of ve'eb, whereas pulim, shenisbashdu madoshim, normally the pulim melt. They fall, you know, you're making this porridge, it just turns into porridge. So therefore the case of the sefer is a case where it's not ve'eb. And that's talking the difference between the Reish and the Sefer. The Reish is a case where it's Be'en, because Chito, Iso, Sheni, Loish, the Sa'or in the Iso is Be'en, so maybe it's Din of Dimur. And in the case of the Sefer is Pulim, which melt, they melt into the lentils, whatever it is, they melt into the porridge, so then it's Eni Be'en, and that's someone said that's the Chad and Rashi. It's very not gishmak, because then that's what the Mishnah should say. The Mishnah doesn't sound like that. The Mishnah sounds like the difference in the Reish and the Sefer is the difference in min b'mino and min b'sheinu mino. That's not what it should say. The Mishnah should have said, Kesedomu la'achmir, when it's ben. For example, a Sarenis is ben. And Kesed, and when you say la'okul la'achmir, when it's ain't ben. You could have cases of ben by min b'sheinu mino too. You could have cases of ain't ben by min b'sheinu mino too. It happens to be fortuitously that the case of Sa'or in an Isa happens to be maybe Be'en. And the case of Pulim Badoshim happens to be Eile Ben. But that's not the point. The point is a chiluk between ben and not ben. That's not the mashmois of the Mishnah. But there's another kasha. So that's first of all, stamma problem, Rashi. So basically, the problem is Taisus is the chayim achriach. So this is better to say. Well, that's the soar is ben and the fulim are not ben. That's very very hard. But Mishnah not mashmois. That's the point. So then we're faced with Taisus' problem. If there's a din of dimua by min v'sheinim minoy, but only when it's ben and not when it's ainah ben. So why is the ratio? What's the difference between min v'sheinim minoy and min v'sheinim minoy? So Taisus gives us an answer. Taisus suggests the answer has to be that in Ekanami by min minoy there's a din of dimua across the board. It's only by min v'sheinim minoy that Rashi made this distinction between ben and ainah ben. But that's what Taisus says. I just made it a little bit complicated. I said maybe we could say this other malach, but it doesn't really work so well. So let's just go back to Taisus. Taisus wants in rechiach that lefi Rashi, you have to say that Rashi's distinction between be'en and einaben is only ben and mishenemine. By minu minoi, there's no such distinction. And the Mishnah, ben bereshi, ben besefer, is talking about when it's einaben, which according to Taisus means you took it out. But whatever it means, it's still not always einaben. And therefore, in the ratio, there's dimua, because by min b'minoi, the ratio is min b'minoi, by min b'minoi, who cares? But in the sefer, where it's min b'minoi, there all of a sudden the einaben becomes important. So milvad, besides the fact that in svar, that's very hard to understand, as I said before, but the argadol points out, and others, that in Rashi, not mashma that way. There's a mashmois in Rashi, the charna, like Taisus. That Rashi's distinction between Be'en and Eni Be'en was not only said by Min V'Sheini Minu, but was said by Min V'Mini too. L'chara. What's the deacon Rashi? Very strong deal. Chitim b'chitim. When Rashi gives it gives me an example of Be'en, when do you say Dimu? Only when it's Be'en. So he says, Kedoin, chitim b'chitim, or you call Dov v'shoin is Vash. Chitim b'chitim is Min V'Mini. And what Rashi is telling me is, when do I say dimua? Only when it's ben. For example, chitim b'chitim. Shmuel says, okay, so chitim b'chitim, that's min b'mino. And yet, that's part of what Rashi is talking about when he says you only say dimua when it's ben, not when it's ainah ben. Says the Ogadol, chayz b'furish in this Rashi, that even by min b'mino, you only say dimua when it's ben, not when it's ainah ben.
How do you explain right after Rashi explains the clip between ben and not ben?
Right, the Chana, Hakapel. But you're right, it's a steer in Rashi, because the Rashi at the end, on the other hand, says that Minu Minu is La'ilam Lachmir. And you always have to have Mayav Echad. Why do you always have to have Mayav Echad? Presumably because of Dinna Dimua. But Rashi just told me that Dinna Dimua is only Chitim B'Chitim. And if it's not Chitim B'Chitim, if it's not Ben, then, so what's going on? So I'm just steering, it's a steer in Rashi, the Mishnah doesn't make any sense. So it's very sure Rashi. I want to suggest well, first I'll tell you the suggestion, then I'll tell you who that China asked like this, that China Rashi is that Rashi holds that min v'minoi is always bad. I'll say the words and then I'll explain. Rashi holds, yes, it's by min v'minoi also need ben. But min u'minoi is always ben. What does it mean? It only works because Rashi holds ben means ein nimayach. And not ben means it was nimayach. Say like this. What's the word in Nimayach? Nimayach is called that it's not ben. That means much. You have chaylev that fell into a tafshul. So if it's Nimayach, it's called time of lem mashi. It's not ben. Why is it not ben? It's there. It's there. The chaylev is inside of there somewhere. But that's not called ben. Why is that ben? Because it's not called mamashi. Why? Because it's gone. I don't see chaylev. The chaylev the chaylev is an identifiable entity has disappeared. So yeah, I know it's in there. It's present. You know, it's molecules are in there, but it's not as chayla. I can't point to it. I don't see chayla. So that's called enaben, according to Rashi. That's called lema mosha. Can't identify it. same thing was the cholov. Actually, also, not only is the cholov, not only is the basur in the cholov time of leima masha, but the cholov in the basur is also time of leima masha. What do you mean? There's cholov inside the basur. Why is that called leima masha? The cholov is there, but I can't see it. I can't identify it. I can't point to it. That's not my masha. But what if I have a case of, what about min b'minoy, where I have, let's say, chitim that fell into chitim, and I cooked them. I cooked them and I made a wheat bean out of it. And now it's all just one parish. Rashi holds, that's not called that it's not bad. That's still bad. Because it's chitim wherever you look. It's chitim all the way down. You can't say, well, the chitim disappeared. Ain means it disappeared because it was nimayach. Chitim didn't disappear. Because the chitim, yeah, they disappeared into the chitim. So it's still chitim. I have a bowl full of chitim. So that's still called ba'en. It's only when you're talking about min b'she'enay minoy, if the issue was nimayach, so I don't see it anymore, all I see is the adoshim. And the pulim were nimayach, so I just see adoshim. So even though I know intellectually that there's pulim in there, and I even taste them, but I don't see them, that's called that it's ainay ba'en. But pulim and pulim, even if you cook them and the whole thing was nimayach, so I have melted pulim. But it's still pulim, so that's not called that it's ainay ba'en. The Lashon of Rashi, chitim v'chitim, you have to read the Rashi as follows. Well, was the Agon read the Rashi, k'goin chitim, k'goin chitim v'chitim, I called over shaloi nispasho. That the shaloi nispasho is going on everything. Chitim v'chitim, or anything else, that was not nispasho. That's not the way to read the Rashi. The way to read the Rashi is that when do you say dimua? When the iser is ben, kigayin chitim b'chitim. Meaning it's all chitim, so then it's all ben. I call dova shalayin ispashal, or anything, even if it's min v'sheinim, but if it's layin ispashal, it's also called ene ben. So Taisus is right that by min b'mina there's no chilik whether it's ben or whether it's not ben. But there's a svara behind it. The svara is because by min b'mina it's always called ben. Now it only works, it only makes sense because we're assuming that Einei Ben means it was Nimayach. So then it makes sense to me, Michal can say that by Chitim and Chitim, even if it was Nimayach, it's still Chitim, it's still Ben. By Mimish Einei Ben, if it's Nimayach, it's gone. But according to Tosfos, that Nimayach is still called Ben. And Einei Ben means I took it out and all I have is plate this time, then this chilik is much more difficult to say. What's the difference? Plaitas tam if plaitas tam is called ene be'en by ene minoy, then plaitas tam is ene be'en by minoy. Even if it's chitim bechitim, but if it's only a plaitas tam, I took the chitim out, I took the chitim of tumah out, and all I have is the tam that they left behind, then that's still ene be'en. But then this chiluk doesn't hold water so much, but it works well in Rashi because it's mavur in Rashi that that's not the definition of ene be'en. I mean, if you really took it out, maybe it would be ene be'en even by chitim bechitim, but that's not what we're talking about. The ene ben that we're talking about is nimayach. So Rashi says chitim bechitim. I don't care if it's nimayach. Chitim bechitim beetsim is ben because it's all chitim. I call dover shloim special even min mishe ene minay. But if it's ene ben, then it's but if it's loim special, then it's still ben. Yeah, special takana. So the Mishnah is very geshmak. The Mishnah is talking about across the board where it's ene ben, meaning it was nimayach. The sa'ar is nimayach in the isa. Well, now we'll say that the sa'ar is called it's nimayach in the isa. You don't. Can tell it's a little bit of sa'ar and it's gone inside the isa, and the pulim are gone inside the adoshim. But nonetheless, the Mishnah says that it's chaluk because by min b'minoy it's still called chitim. That's chitim bechitim, and chitim bechitim is be'etzim be'en. The seifa is talking about this. Whereas by pulim and adoshim, by min she'eni minoy, there the fact that it's nimayach makes it ainu be'en, and if it's ainu be'en, it's not in the timur. The Agadol himself is Meramis, that maybe you could read the Rashi that Chitim Bechitim is even if it was Nisbashim. Maybe that's how we have to punctuate the Rashi the way I suggested. But he's going with Tosfos Hanocha that Einu Be'en means you are Mesalakit. And therefore he says that it's very doichuk to say such a thing. Like, well, my min b'mina, it's called Be'en even if you were Mesalakit, why should that be? So he rejects this Malach. But I think he's only rejecting it because he's tied into Tosfos' assumption. That ene be'en means that you're misalakit. So what's the difference? But if we're right, the Rashi Madrik that the ene be'en doesn't mean you're misalakit. Ene be'en means that it was nimayach, that it was nisbashul v'nimayach. Then I think this is a very geshmaka way of saying that min b'mino chitim b'chitim is always be'en because even if you cook it, it's all chitim. It's only by pulling the adoshim called over shleim nisbashul that if it's loy nisbashul, it's be'en. But the minute it's nisbashul, the pulum and the imayach, then already is, then already don't have a din of dimur.
Isn't the value though of something being be'en is that I know that once I can identify it, then I can take it out. But by chitin b'chitin, even though I know it's chitin all the way down,
no, I don't think that's the value. The value is that it's not lasha. The din of dimur was only said. The din of dimur was only said when the truma, when you have mamoshes of truma. Because that's how this Torah said the din of this new din halacha mechodeshes of truma. Whatever the gedra of dimur is, we talked about Epsokon, it's like an achil and whatever. It's not so, it doesn't have to concern us right now, but whatever the gedra of dimur is, this new gedra of dimur, it's achil and whatever, so truma, that the Torah aser is only when the iser is when you have a moshe shalisser. When this is bad, when you don't have a moshe shalisser, then this halacha wasn't said. You still have the Zerah B'Shem of the Kedin, but the din of dimur you don't have. Okay. Here we have
to start. Where's the or problem? Samach.